guess we'll just start by saying thank you to Mr. Lurie, Mr. Roseman from the Eagles, and express my gratitude for the opportunity there in Philadelphia. And then moving on, obviously, the Bolin family, Mr. Ellis, John Elway, and the staff here. Just thrilled to be a Bronco. And I can't wait to get started. I'm excited to compete. And, you know, just like John Elway said, get in here, compete for a starting job. And what a reinvigorating feeling this is. And I can't tell you how thrilled and excited I am to be here. So I guess with that, we'll open it up for questions.
What did you think? What was your first reaction? Did you know this trade was coming at all?
I had no idea. I had no idea. And, you know, when I got the news, I was obviously taken aback and didn't know exactly what was going on. And, you know, they told me I was coming to Denver. So first thing I thought is what an opportunity and what a tradition they've built here, and the winning culture that they've cultivated here is something that I'm just eager to be a part of. So it was great.
How much is your experience, Mark, from being the guy in New York to then a backup?
Sure.
High-profile USC program. How much has that prepared you for this? Because the expectations, regardless of your role, are going to be big here.
Oh, no doubt. And all that experience, you know, I feel like that can only help you as you move on in your career. And going into my eighth year, I'm battle-tested. I've been through the fire. I've been in some tough media markets. I've played in some great games. I've seen the highs and lows of this league. And I'm just eager to get started. And I mean, look at this facility. Look at the opportunity that's right in front of me, the receivers, the O-line, the staff they have, the personnel. This is an incredible opportunity. And this doesn't, you know, just happen. And it seems to have this last week. So, like I said, this isn't an opportunity that I'm going to squander. I'm going to take all that experience that I have, you know, learn from any mistakes and build on any of the positive things, and just put my best foot forward here as a Bronco and help this team win.
Mark, what were you told about the opportunity to compete for a starting job?
Exactly as you stated, just get in here and compete your butt off for a starting role and, you know, try and lead this team. And that's my goal, is to start this coming fall and be ready to play and help this team win.
Have a team that's similar to this,
Gary Kubiak's offense, is that a good fit for you personally?
I think it's a great fit and could be a smooth transition. I've seen his success not only as a player, but as a coach, and one of the great offensive minds in this league. So that is encouraging as a quarterback. I feel like they put their quarterback in a great situation, and that's with the personnel around the quarterback, the defense, the special teams, everything involved. You know, those are all important aspects, and this is the ultimate team sport. I think he understands that, and this organization understands that with the culture they've built. So, you know, I've run a lot of those concepts. I've seen a lot of their stuff on film. And that's encouraging, and I think it'll be a smooth transition.
With a team that's similar to this one, you went to back-to-back AFC championships,
right,
defensive kind of team. What do you feel you do better now than you did back then when he was put up?
I think just that experience in that atmosphere and understanding what's expected of the quarterback down the stretch and playing some of my best games in the toughest situations, on the road, in the playoffs. All that experience can only help you. And, you know, I wasn't a part of anything here last year, so I'm not, you know, hanging on any coattails that way. I'm eager to win. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen a lot in this league. I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids. I just want to play ball, and I want to win. I really want to win. And I'm so lucky to be in a spot like this. So, you know, every waking moment, that's all I'm thinking about is what an opportunity this is, and that I want to win, and I want to play here.
Mark, Rich Goins, 995 Mom. Can you just talk about the fact that you're playing for a head coach you played with? Vice president of the corporate company that's made a player personnel decisions, who's a Hall of Famer,
right,
all of that stuff together with you being a quarterback, how much more confidence does that give you in the organization?
I can honestly say that's just a recipe for success, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I think the culture they've built here and the winning attitude, the fan base here, this is one of the best organizations in sports, not just football. So when I got that phone call and Howie Roseman said, I'm training you to Denver, I was like, Denver, Colorado? Are you kidding me? Okay, yeah, let's do it. So this is just an absolute dream come true. My family's thrilled, and I can't wait to just immerse myself in this community and this winning tradition and hopefully add to it.
Did you just say, were you worried at any point an opportunity to start again wouldn't?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it much. Every season you go into, I'm just competing to play. And the last 2 years were no different. You know, I got a chance to play 2 years ago. We had helped the team to a 10-6 season. And unfortunately, that wasn't enough to make the playoffs. So, you know, we were a little disappointed. And then last year, we had some serious turnover and a lot of free agency moves. And so guys were still getting acclimated even, you know, midway through the season. So we were going through our own struggles, and unfortunately, it was we underachieved, and everybody a part of that organization would have said that. And so there was some turnover this year. Well, looking into this year, I was just ready to come back and compete in Philadelphia until now. So now I'm here in Denver, ready to compete and give it everything I got.
Mark, do you think there's anything to the notion of playing in the shadow of a great guy like Peyton? You know,
right.
Let's say you start, you'd be the guy replacing this icon.
Crazy too is I was talking about it with my brother, but Favre was there right before I got to New York. So it was another Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, right? And what a unique circumstance that was. But, you know, to both of those players, and especially Peyton, nobody follows those guys. You don't try and emulate them. I mean, you see what they do on the field, and you love to do some of those things, especially all the successful things he's done. But you don't try and be Peyton Manning. Obviously, we'll let number 18 sit on the shelf there for a while. I'm not going to take that number. That's just rarefied air, and I'm so impressed with what he's done, and would love to learn as much as I can from him and the guys who have been with him. But, you got to be yourself and work as hard as you can, be the best version of myself, and, give everything I got to the team.
Mark, to play in this league, clearly you have to have confidence, but with what has happened over the last 3-4 years, was your confidence rattled at all?
I don't know about that. I think, you just get tested, and now it's you wait for your next opportunity, and you're hungry. You know, I've just been hungry these last couple of years to really get in an established starting role, to have that established starting role routine, and not wait for somebody to get hurt or for something to happen to go in the game. And so now, I'm in a lot of ways in control of my own destiny here, and to have that in my power for the first time in a few years, that's pretty special. And then to see what this could be, it's incredible. So I everything I got, I'm pouring into this thing. I'm looking forward, and definitely not looking back.
Well, was there a point though when you thought that opportunity just may not come?
I don't know. Not now. I guess not now.
Like, obviously, John will bring in more quarterbacks, whether through the draft or
right.
Other veterans. Does your aim stay the same?
Come on. Let's go. Let's compete, man. That's what he said on the phone, and that was, like, one of the first things John Elway said to me. And, taking a call from him was pretty special. I got the guy's picture in my room growing up. Him, Brett Favre, Dan Marino. That was like, oh, my God. this guy's on the phone. This is really happening. So as soon as that wore off and you think about – what an opportunity this is. I'm not going to let anything slow me down. Just work my butt off and compete my butt off and make this team better, make whoever I'm competing against better, and they'll make me better, and the team will benefit.
Mark, what have you learned about yourself that goes into cutting down on turnovers?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, any successful team, anytime we've had success, the team hasn't turned the ball over, whether it's interceptions or fumbles or anything. And, you look at the final four teams every year, those are the teams with the best turnover ratio and turnover margin. So in the years we were successful in New York, that was the case. So, that's really the name of the game, and that's I'm sure Coach Kubiak's going to stress that, just like every offensive coordinator and Coach Dennison and Coach Knapp. So I think those guys will obviously help in every department, and we'll just go forward and have a great year.
Any of your new teammates reach out to you?
Yeah, a few guys. I know a couple guys. Von Miller, we have the same agent, and Manuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. I've thrown with Demaryius before in the offseason. And, what an opportunity to have two wideouts like that. Just talking with a couple guys. But it's pretty special, that personnel group, and that's going to be a fun locker room.
Mark, when Peyton was here, run this little mini boot camp.
with his receivers, you take him out of Duke.
Right.
I'm wondering if before April comes around, you're going to contact Emmanuel, you're going to contact Demarius, and start throwing to Miami?
Well, I'd like to. We spoke about it the other day, so we'll figure out what city they want to meet in and whatever they want to do, but I'm game for that, and hopefully that unfolds.
Are you based in Southern California?
Yes, sir.
Right.